Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Energy Star Talk mit mir Felina und mit einer Gästin aus Schweden. Sie ist Sängerin, Songwriterin, Schauspielerin und einfach eine Ikone, wenn ihr mich fragt. Ihren großen Durchbruch hatte sie 2013 mit Habits. Mittlerweile freuen wir uns auf ihr 6. Studioalbum Estrus, das im September kommen wird. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tove Lo.
Thank you so much.
So nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
You're in Berlin right now. Mm-hmm. So we are a German white producing radio station, but you're in Berlin. Do you enjoy our city?
I love Berlin. Yes. Yeah. I've had such great times here throughout all of my life.
Perfect. And your new album, Estrus, is coming out on September 18th. Mm-hmm. And first things first, like, give us please a vibe check for this album.
The vibe check. I think it's quite emotionally chaotic. I think, actually, funnily enough, it's intentionally all over the place, if that makes sense. It's like, sonically, it's quite dramatic in different directions. Emotionally dramatic in different directions, and even how I sing every song is quite different. So yeah, I think it's just kind of trying to show how much I've been in going through just like every possible state of feeling throughout this album. I don't know.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, when you're like, your mind runs a million miles an hour, and sometimes you feel on top of the world, sometimes you just feel anxious and like scared. It's like bouncing between those two and everything in between.
Okay, like spiraling in every direction.
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. So maybe we need to get ready to listen to the whole album.
Yes, there'll be like moments that are really fun and make you feel confident, and then I think there are moments that makes you really question everything. And I feel like it will be, I think when people listen to it, you won't leave having any more answers, but hopefully you leave feeling a bit more understood.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Nice. No. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So what are you picturing us as listeners to do when we're listening to your new album? Because this sounds like at one point we need to dance, at the other point we need to cry, and then
everything in between. I think like, yeah, usually, you know, a good one always is like, you know, in a car with your friends, so like, yeah, take over the Uber cord or, you know, or like on a road trip. Or I think just like also you with yourself, just like with really good headphones, and just running or walking through a city at night, also a good time to listen to it. You know, some of them are good for the club, but not all of them. So yeah.
Okay, nice. So a lot of tasks for September.
Yes, a lot of tasks, guys. Come on.
We can do this for you.
Yes, thank you.
Estrus, I researched this. It's also a biological term, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a special state of the cycle of a woman, is it right?
Yeah, it's like when a female mammal or animal is in heat, so like ready to procreate,
like ovulation.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes. And like it's kind of, you know, when I read about what it means, it's, yes, it's like you're, you know, you're like you're primal and you have all these urges and you need to, like, you know, procreate and create life, all those feelings. But then also it's a state where, like, usually the animal is quite confused and feel vulnerable and have a lot of contradicting emotions. And I think that's how I felt when I've been writing this album. So that's why I chose this title.
I think at least every person that has this kind of cycle feels you at this point.
Yeah.
The moment when it's like totally overwhelming, but you're also celebrating life.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, like want to create life.
Yeah,
is a nice term for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I also checked the titles and if you maybe have collaborations and stuff on it. And while checking it, I saw the E. Like, I think only two songs don't have the explicit tag on it.
Yeah.
Does that match with the Estrus phase?
I think so. I also think, you know, I just, I can't, I usually just write with the way that I talk, you know, so it's hard for me to, you know, I can do my best not to swear in interviews where, you know, where they, that matters to people and stuff like that. But I think when I'm writing, I'm just writing about just in the way that I speak. And I think, I guess I can be quite just blunt and vulgar in how I talk. So I think the lyrics are going to reflect that. Also, you know, the subject matters are, you know, some of them are, you know, as always quite sexual. And I think, I just can't really tone that down for some reason. It's just how I like to express myself.
Yeah, it's totally good because you were always like exploring a special perspective on femininity that not everybody mm-hmm. is used to hear or to say out loud, even though maybe they are thinking about it like you. Mm. And it's pretty important to have a person that says it out loud, and you do that again.
Thank you.
I think. Actually, since Habits. Yeah. If you're honest with each other.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You're talking about
since
this.
Since day one.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's celebrated. It used to be, I mean, when I started, it was so, the attitude towards me, I mean, obviously the songs were popular, but the attitude towards me when I was doing interviews and kind of, being just asked questions about it, it was a lot of like, why would you ever want to present yourself this way as a woman, and especially a woman in pop or like a girl in pop? Like, you're being vulgar and embarrassing. That was kind of the attitude. But I feel like now it has, it's changed the way that, like, I think the messy girl is a bit more celebrated, which, you know, I'm happy about.
Yes, me too. Is this some kind of like the thing you want to change in life, to leave the world as a better place, that people can talk like you?
I think, I don't know if I'm, I never see myself that much of a role model, because I feel like I never follow my own like morals or rules or expectations. So I feel like maybe, this sounds bad, but I just mean more like, it's more about, maybe like for people to not judge so harshly, and like, and also that it's okay to not always be perfect. You know,
fine.
Fine.
No, it feels good. Just because, even though you already said it, the perspective changed a little bit and it's more celebrated, it's still a thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's the counter movement now, right? Which is so conservative and puritanical. And so I guess we're just going to keep being loud on the other side.
And do you think your album is more kind of a like a concept, or is it more the feelings you're chasing? So do I need to listen to the whole album in this particular
The order?
Yeah.
You know what? No, I kind of want the order. The order on the album is also really chaotic, and so I actually think that I kind of am curious to see. I want to know what my, you know, this is probably just going to be my core fans doing this, but I kind of want to see what order they put the songs in. To like, I want to see all the different orders that they do, to make it like how they emotionally want to listen to it. Because now I've kind of, it's like I took all the emotional states and I just put them all in a jar and shook them, and then let it just like the order kind of fall out on its own. Because I couldn't, I couldn't really figure out the flow. But I think because there was no, the flow and the way I was writing it was, I was bouncing from one to the other. So I think it like, I wanted it to reflect that. It, all of this, you know, when I'm putting all this together in my bubble, it all makes so much sense, but it's hard to explain it, like the creative sort of thought behind it in terms of like the order and stuff. But I think, so when you listen to it beginning to end and then make your own order in terms of like how you want the emotional journey to be.
I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Giving you a lot of tasks now.
Yeah.
Get in the car, go to the club.
Like, reschedule my September for it. Just to prepare and get a new order. But I think it's a good idea to just keep your audience to work active, with your art. Yeah, it's a good way.
Yeah. Well, I think this is something I realized after doing this for so long. You know, this is my sixth album. Yeah. And I always have such strong intention and like very sort of, I have a very strong idea around like, this is the world I'm building. This is a journey I'm taking you on. What I've learned is that everyone has and needs to have the space to create their own meaning behind things. And one song will mean something to one person, but something completely different to someone else. And it will even mean something. I maybe wrote it from a very different perspective to what how they're feeling when they listen to it. So I think it's, I've almost played with that more with this record, where I'm like, I'm leaving space for whoever is listening and resonating with something, for them to make their own journey with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever have like this experience that someone came to you and said, hey, this one song, I felt, don't know, this and that, and then you changed your mind about this specific song?
I didn't change my perspective of the song, but it's something that just this popped into my head. One of my fans who is trans reached out to me and said that about Grapefruit on my last album, Dirt Femme, which is about... which that was like the first song I ever wrote about, you know, having issues with my body and having an eating disorder and stuff. And they reached out to me and said that this song I really resonate with, because it makes me feel like, you know, before I transitioned, that, you know, I was trapped in the wrong body. And I thought, oh, that gave completely new light to the song that I thought was really beautiful.
Mm. Oh, I got chills. Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's a thing about art, that everyone has his own perspective, mm-hmm, yeah, or her own perspective, and it's so cool to just talk about it, exchange minds and mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah, cool. So it sounds pretty much chaotic, but in a good way.
Yes.
And we love the chaos. Yeah. And I don't know if you're a little bit into like witchy stuff, but there's a term called chaos witch, and this is something I see in you, like a chaos witch with your art. And but what do you do when you need to calm down? Like, are you still doing I eat my dinner in the bathtub thing? Or, and I also heard you love cheese too.
I love cheese. you mean like when I'm like trying to sort of decompress?
Yeah.
I need to go out and dance. I need to have like a blowout night. Like I love a good, you know, kind of spa day at home or whatever. But I'm like, for example, I'm, you know, doing this kind of traveling around, doing interviews now all over Europe. And for my sort of like, okay, my weekend off, I went to Ibiza to DJ with my friends. Like that's my, I don't know, the dance floor is my, where I just can relax and decompress and kind of just be in the moment, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And can we talk about The Fleur?
Yes.
With Stromae?
Yes, we can.
Because... Sorry, what did you do then? This is so crazy. Like everything, every part is such a genius move.
Thank you.
The collab, the video, the sound, the little... I cannot imitate it as good, but the...
Bring me flowers.
Oh my God, it's like inspiring.
Thank you.
Can you walk us through the whole thing? Because
I'm
so overwhelmed with it.
Of course. This song has had quite a long life, actually. I've been a huge fan of his for a very long time. I think he's just an incredible artist with so much, you know, integrity and personality and like just musicality. Like he's so good. And I have been kind of hinting, we work with a few of the same people on the sort of PR side in the US, and I've been kind of hinting like, just tell him if he wants to make music together, I would love to, you know. And I think when I saw him for a second time at Coachella in 2022, I think it was like the first year back after the pandemic, he performed at the outdoor stage, and it was like, and I dragged all of my friends there, like, we have to go to this. And everyone was just, we were all so blown away, like it was fantastic. And I think I said again, like, tell him if he ever wants to make music, like, I'm down. And then he, kind of out of nowhere, not long after Dirt Femme came out, he sent me a bunch of tracks and was like, you know, if there's anything you'd like to write to, just, like, go for it. And I was like, okay, I need to nail this. I need to make, like, the best song I've ever made, kind of. And one of the instrumentals that was in there was the, you know, the piano and the beat from De Fleur. And it already has had his like, those like hummings in the background. And so it gave me this like very hypnotic kind of haunting but romantic energy that I just felt like, you know, and it being kind of like a waltz tempo too, not your classic like pop 4/4, was so interesting to me, and it felt so different to anything I'd ever done as well. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna tackle this one. I'm gonna try for this one. And I locked myself in a room for 2 days. I was in New Zealand at the time, and I just worked on it, and I kind of found this lyric that I felt was good. It was like in between sort of desire and like romance, and kind of you know, mix of the primal vulnerable, and yeah, I wrote it, you know, the first day, and then I started working on the vocal production the second day, and I don't know how I came up with the you know, the little I just, for some reason, I felt like it needed something kind of strange to just match the mysteriousness of the track. And so, and there's something about that ringing that like has like some kind of urgency to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I did that, and I sent it back and was just like, here's, you know, I love this, let me know how you feel. And luckily he loved it too. And then we're just trying to find the right time to put it out. And I just reached out when I was working on Estrus and said that, you know, I'm gonna put out an album soon, and would you be okay for me to put this song on my album? And luckily he was down.
It's so cool. Yeah. Really. And also the sound is almost like a little bell or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you are ordering, like, bring.
Exactly. It's, yeah, like the urgency and the kind of like, there's a demand, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. It's really so cool. And also the music video is like, nostalgic and romantic, mm-hmm, and such a special thing. And because for me, this piece of art is so much of art, like, I wanted to ask you, what's your take on AI art? Because I thought, the first thought I had was, AI could never, never.
Yeah, I mean, we had our, it was a very strong idea by this director Melchior from France, who's French, and so we shot, you know, obviously we shot everything on green screen in Paris, but he we, you know, were there, all the dancers were there, the dogs were there, like it's all the like living beings were shot, you know, and I feel like, to me, I have a few feelings around AI. I think AI is, it's a great tool to use for practical things. Like, so I'm not against it per se, but me personally, when I write, I don't want to use it in my process, because my process is my favorite thing. I don't want to speed it up. Like, I've had a few sessions where someone's like, oh, I put the lyrics through AI and they came up with this, and I'm instantly turned off. Like, it's just not sexy. It's the least sexy thing to use in a creation, like, but I think it can be a great tool for people to use when they're like, I don't know, need something practical done fast, or like need to fix something. I don't know. Like, I'm not anti people using it, but me personally, I don't want to write songs using AI. Yeah, I feel that very strongly. Yeah.
Because you always have such a unique perspective on things, and this is what songwriting is about, to just. Or like to get your opinion, to get your view, to.
And I think I want to be careful with it, because I do think I have people that I really respect and love who have used it and done genius things with it, but because they have good taste. Like, I don't think, like, I can't always tell when it is or not, you know. I think it's like but I think for me, I don't want to speed things up. I don't want, if I want to make something, I want to learn how to make it, and I want to like actually do it myself in terms of like lyrics or production. You know, I'm not a great producer, but I do have fun ideas, and when I try to make it, like, I don't know, I enjoy the process of it. I'm not trying to make it all go faster. I think that's like where I also think, and it's just something about, I don't know, yeah, once if someone it's like, oh, I did it with AI, I feel bad, but immediately I'm like, oh, like a little bit, you know.
I get it.
But yeah, I think it's, you know, to each their own. Everyone does whatever they want.
But I need to jump back. Sorry, I'm just like focusing on one thing sometimes. Maybe too much. You can say just quit it. But
no, it's fine.
Coming back to
bring. The conversation goes where it goes. Yeah.
You sang it like that. So it was the. Is it just your voice?
No,
or did you have some producing with it?
So I chopped it up. So I'm actually not singing. Like I sing bring me flowers and then I chopped up the R so it's like a brrr.
Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about this the whole time.
No, I chopped it up and repeated it like a million times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Which makes it stronger than and then I think I actually don't remember, it was so long ago since I recorded it, but I think the in the doubles I do like brrr, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I can have a peaceful time.
Yeah.
Because I know this. Okay. But we talked about Berlin and that you like Berlin.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you will come back here on November 14th because you have a concert here.
I do. Yes. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Us too. What are you looking forward to in the Berlin crowd or the German crowd?
I mean, I feel like the Berlin crowd reminds me a lot of Stockholm or like the Swedish or Scandinavian crowd, where it's like everyone's very locked in and very present. And I feel like I have this like, I don't know, there's a very like attention to detail. And in like, I feel they, you know, it's like they're very, it's like, how do you say, like focused and very like, there's not a thing that they miss. And I love that because this show is going to be a lot of details and a lot of very sort of like special moments that I'm working on right now with the show director. And the sort of how I've built the show is going to be very different from past shows, but it's going to be very beautiful.
Can you give us the smallest sneak peek into it?
It's going to feel like kind of an art installation.
Wow.
That's all I'll say.
Oh, I want to see it. Yeah. Oh, I'm so interested.
Yeah.
Love it. And it's also right in the middle of Scorpio season when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Scorpio yourself.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And do you like to do a zodiac check if you're a real Scorpio?
Like right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah.
I have like three questions. I don't know if you're into zodiac stuff.
I was like, do you mean in general or right now? Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm down.
Like in general. Like,
yeah. Exactly. No. I'm down. Let's do it.
So, okay. Are you intensely passionate about the things and the people you care about, but tend to keep your true feelings hidden, even from close friends or family?
I would say mostly yes. I think sometimes I have an easier time sharing my feelings like in songs than directly to the people around me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm quite open. But I think I've had some of my close friends say to me like, I feel like I really know you, but sometimes I wonder if I really do, which I think is a sign of what you're saying. Yeah.
I think that's kind of Scorpio. So next one would be, are you naturally drawn to mysterious secrets or deep psychological topics?
Yeah, I think I prefer that to small talk.
Yeah. Good. So you already have 2 points.
Yeah.
And do you have a hard time forgiving someone once they betrayed you or just betrayed your trust? Or
yes, I think I forgive them in terms of like understand why you like I might forgive them, but I would probably never fully trust them again. Like they're not getting let back in all the way.
It's like some kind of the grown-up version of forgiving. Like, yeah, it's okay, but I don't want to have you this close anymore.
I think, but I also am like, I actually do think that that's the one place where I feel like not fully Scorpio. Because I do, you know what? I forgive, but I never forget. I think it's very that.
Good. Good. And what would you say about yourself as the most Scorpio thing you do?
I don't know if, like, I don't know what like if I can 100% tell, but I feel whenever I meet people and I tell them I'm a Scorpio, they're like, oh, that makes sense. And I've been told a lot of times that you know, it's like you have, you know, very like sexual intense energy, and I'm like, I hope not. I hope in a nice way, but I would say maybe the I think in general I feel pretty aligned with my astrology sign. Yeah. But that's, it's like hard to say like my most specific Scorpio traits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so interested because my moon is Scorpio and I didn't really explore it until now. I always think what's the Scorpio part of me?
Is
I
it the moon? It. Is it when whatever
emotions? No,
that's your emotional. Yeah. And I think I'm also I did the full chart a few years ago and I can't fully remember, but I know I have like double Scorpio in something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm also like, that makes so much sense for you. Just yeah. Now that we're chatting and also with your music, it yeah. gives Scorpio in the end.
I think yeah. you see a lot in my art.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I do have one last question because I yes. think we have to get ready. If you look back to your career and your discography, is there a version of yourself, maybe on an earlier album, mm-hmm. you want to check in now and you have something you want to tell her?
I would probably say to Queen of the Clouds, Tove, that like don't worry, you will stay true to yourself.
Okay. Yeah. These are so nice mm-hmm. words to yourself.
It's I think
good
so.
To sometimes yeah. check in with other versions of
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I like that.
So thank you so much, Tove Lo.
Thank you for having me.
This was a great time and we're looking so forward to the album, to the concerts. We love that you bring us more art.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Das Energy Stream Team. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Checkt die Energy Webstreams. Zum Beispiel Energy Deutschland. Egal wo ihr seid, egal was ihr macht, das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag.
Junge, denk mal an morgen, aber was mit heute?
Checkt Energy Deutschrap und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Hit Music Only.